Podcasts, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is HG, Stella, Sarah and Eden for your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a mystery Gold Coast lottery winner who has won the $1,000 lucky lottery prize still has not come forward after 2 months, prompting a public appeal. The prize-winning entry, bought in Eleonora, was drawn in January of this year, and the winner still yet has to come forward to claim their prize. The store's owner even encouraging patrons to check their tickets thoroughly in case they might be in for an Easter windfall. Someone in the area could be in for an early Easter treat, but first they need to check their ticket and discover the winning news. We're encouraging anyone who purchased a ticket to check their entries because they might be the mystery winner we're searching for.
Australian Watchdog says Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate has no choice but to abstain from Trump Tower development decision. After a visit to Florida in February, Tate witnessed the signing of an agreement between the Trump Organization and Gold Coast developer David Young to build a Trump Tower in Surfers Paradise. The hospitality of his visit was revealed this week, with the Trump Organization paying for the mayor's meals, stay at estate, and travel to and from the airport. Mr. Tate also had dinner with the president at his estate on February 13th, the night before the agreement was signed. Jeffrey Watson, senior counsel, a director with the Center of Public Integrity, said Mr. Tate could not have any role in the project going forward, arguing his treatment raised a clear conflict of interest and also appeared to be in conflict with the findings of the Crime and Corruption Commission's Operation Belcara, which recommended councillors be banned from receiving gifts from property developers. Mr. Tate responded to criticism, saying, "I was there as mayor of the city. That's a gift to the city, not to me." A Trump Tower development application is expected to be lodged in coming months. However, thousands of Australians have already signed petitions against its development, which can be found on change.org and the Queensland Government website.
In national news, the New South Wales native forestry industry is calling for secure access to timber and less restriction on private native forestry, as environmental groups are calling for an end to native forest logging. The New South Wales government introduced a logging memorandum on 1,076,000 hectares of state forest earmarked for the proposed Great Koala National Park in northeastern New South Wales last year, 2 years after native forest logging ceased in Western Australia and Victoria. This move, while welcomed by activists who are trying to lobby to save endangered species that are losing their habitat due to logging activity, is leaving the job industry bodies nervous as they speculate whether the state will ensure there is enough timber for the housing industry going forward.
In more national news, landlords continue to suffocate an already tight market as hard times only get harder for renters across the country, despite vacancy rates increasing, albeit very slowly, from post-COVID lows. They remain below 2% in capital cities and their surrounding regions. As competition for rentals is due to remain strong, the tight market means costs will only continue to surge. While on the other hand, it remains increasingly challenging to get out of the endless dead money rent spending cycle. The price to own a home in Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth has more than doubled since 2020, while investors make up at least 40% of total lending in the aforementioned cities' states. Westpac chief economist Lucy Ellis said it was likely to be a challenging year, with high interest rates capping property price growth, as well as an increased uncertainty spurred by the war in the Middle East, adding further that they expect price growth to cool in 2026 to a more sedate 5% gain nationally, along with a more pronounced slowing in the hot markets of Brisbane and Perth.
In international news, on Tuesday, a United Nations resolution to formally recognise the transatlantic slave trade as the gravest crime against humanity was voted against by the United States, Israel, and Argentina. Led by Ghana, the resolution urged UN member states to apologise for the slave trade and contribute to a reparations fund. Before the resolution was voted on, the president of Ghana called it a safeguard against forgetting, explaining that US schools are discouraged from teaching about slavery and racism. Ghana's foreign minister presented further explanation for the resolution preceding the vote, stating that the trafficking of enslaved Africans and centuries of radicalized chattel enslavement that followed have not been resolved. The resolution comes after the African Union has declared 2026 to 2035 to be the decade of action on reparations. With some of the most slave forts and castles worldwide, Ghana is leading the charge. Dan Niagara, a U.S. representative to the UN's Economic and Social Council, raised concerns over the ranking of crimes against humanity, calling the resolution, quote, highly problematic. And for your weather today, Brisbane is looking sunny. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is very high. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
You're listening to Talking Zeds on 4zzz.